From our New York studios, Reverend L. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And let me report to our Tom Joyner Morning Show listeners. Sunday, I was in Ferguson with the mother and father of Michael Brown Jr. As we wanted to make it clear, I went and preached at the church where the funeral was, that because of the grand jury report, that does not mean we're not going to continue pursuing this case. And while I was there, we got the call of a meeting the president would have on Monday of civil rights leaders, mayors, police chiefs, and some of the youth that were organizing in Ferguson. And I flew to Washington, about 25 of us in the room, where the president sat in, listened to a couple of the mayors, listened to some of us from the civil rights leadership, young people, and et cetera. And the thing that struck me, I've been in meetings with the last two presidents around policing and racial profiling issues. This was the first time I saw a president say, I specifically want to deal with putting cameras on police, and here's the funding. I want to put up millions of dollars. I want to have you, Attorney General, hold a tour of the country and have town hall meetings and bring me back recommendations to this task force in 90 days. I want to see a change in how we deal with diversity in policing. The difference that I saw in the meeting Monday is specific commitments from the president, money on the line. Now, this by no means will solve all of the problems, and it did not directly address the federal investigations on Michael Brown's killing or the Choco killing in New York, which clearly is separate from the president. That has to come out of justice. But it does show me that unlike other presidents that had feel-good Band-Aid meetings, this president is talking substance. I've been supportive of President Obama, but I've never been more supportive than leaving there Monday, because the issue I've been passionate about in my life has been criminal justice, and I'm beginning to see a president that's willing to take that on. Cameras on police is a stop, is a step on the way toward really dealing with police accountability. And it's not just Michael Brown. Let's not forget today, young 12-year-old Tamir is being funeralized in Cleveland. We have got to deal with this issue. Thankfully, we have a president that seems to get it.
Yeah, and what about the Eric Garner decision?
The grand jury, we understand, in the Choco case of Eric Garner, is supposed to be instructed today, which means they can vote today, they could vote tomorrow. It's according to how long they're out. But we should know in a day or so where that is. And again, if a man could be choked on videotape, it's being videotaped, and say 11 times, I can't breathe, and beg for his life, if they can't indict him, it is why we're saying the federal government has to step in and deal with these state grand juries and protect us from the state rights movement and criminal justice.
We saw what happened. What good would a body camera do?
Well,
in the Eric Garner.
Well, that's the question. We saw that because somebody else taped it.
Taped
the
it,
good
yeah.
a body camera would do is that all incidents will be taped. And
yeah.
if we get an indictment here, it will prove that body cameras can be a difference.
And if you don't get an indictment, what does that
mean? Well, then it proves that you've got to have federal guidelines in terms of where we are in front of impartial federal grand juries. You have to remember, prosecutors run grand juries. So if you have a state prosecutor who's close to the local police unions, he will put in evidence in a way that will not lead to an indictment. A federal prosecutor doesn't come with the local politics, doesn't deal with the local police. So you have an impartial presentation. The thing a lot of people forget about what happened in Ferguson is that prosecutor put up what he wanted to put up and didn't put up what he did not want to put up. And he put people in the grand jury that said, no, I didn't see anything. Well, why did he put them in there? You put people in that you know are witnesses. But if you poison people's mind by saying, oh, all these witnesses are confused, you're not going to get an indictment, because you knew when you put confusion in there that that's the results you wanted.
Reverend Al.
22. Jay, did you get the invitation to the meeting Monday at the White House?
No.
It's in the mail, Jay. Just
the world is coming to an end.
22.
I'll send it out, Jay. I'll send it out.